Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. In today's short episode, I'm going to share a suggestion for a simple mindset change. I want you to embrace who you are, to celebrate what makes you really you. Regardless of where you find yourself in the world, whether you're at home or on the other side of the planet, always have a reminder of what makes you unique. What can you add to creative process or conversation? What can you learn from others? Celebrate being you and don't let the world around you to stop you in any way.
Being the odd one out. The point I've been making, in case I wasn't obvious enough, is that you will keep going, growing, learning, and hopefully earning. It's a process. As a child and in our formative years, we crave acceptance and hate being the odd one out. We follow the trends because we want to be normal and make others keep their pointing fingers firmly in their pockets. It takes time to get comfortable in our own skin. How long it takes to feel content in ourselves differs for everyone. But we start to embrace our uniqueness as our confidence grows. Generally speaking, we become more outgoing and lean into our eccentricities as we get older. With age comes the realization that for all of our worrying about what everyone else thinks, they're only really thinking about themselves for the most part. Over time, we strengthen our resilience and we give a lot less of a shit about how everyone else perceives us and what others might be thinking. In other words, we come to embrace our personality and our style of expression, and this often happens organically as we get older. Still, it can take time and courage to become someone who stands out. And if you want to turbocharge the rate of this happening, then work on embracing what makes you, you. This can seem obvious in careers such as show business, where celebrities have people helping them to dial up their uniqueness for their public persona. To a regular mortal, it might seem exhausting for musicians, performers, or actors to be dressed up to the nines all the time. However, being the odd one out and standing out with a memorable or quickly distinguishable image is just part of their job description. Wearing dresses made out of meat, sporting oversized eccentric glasses, or strutting about in a big furry jacket is often a ticket to get noticed and therefore get publicity. Celebrities dress up to be memorable. Rich people dress up to show off their wealth. Creatives can or should dress up to show off their brand of creativity. What I mean is, these things are just an exercise to stand out as a creative. And you can fast track this by focusing on what makes you unique. Then it's easier to be recognised for that and build your brand of creativity around it. Although maybe avoid the meat dress and snazzy glasses. Being an alien. Alien. Noun, a person who does not belong to a particular family, community, country, etc. A foreigner, a stranger, an outsider. Oxford English Dictionary. For some people, being the odd one out is more of a matter of circumstance, because their skin colour, accent, or birth name can make them seem unusual. When you're starting a new business, the world is your oyster, as they say, which means you might choose to set it up somewhere away from home. Starting a new career in a different country or speaking a different language might seem like making things especially difficult, especially if it's without the safety of friends and family. However, this shouldn't mean you shouldn't try if it's what you've got your heart set on. The reason why cosmopolitan cities like London or New York flourish is down to the fact that they're so multicultural. As the diversity of thinking and talent from different people create a tapestry of experiences that drives innovation and creativity. Many immigrants forging careers in new countries find that being far from home brings them extra focus and energy. While local people might talk about the enhanced work ethic of those who come from overseas, immigrants often just see it as a need to build safety nets to ensure they keep moving forward. I know this because I've worked in the creative industry for 21 years, and I've lived in a different country to the one I was born in for the last 23 years. During those years, I've experienced my fair share of negative opinions being thrown my way. My somewhat confusing name has been assumed to originate from many different countries. My accent has been scrutinised. For the first 5 to 10 years, I was the subject of casual racism. And so for a long time, I did all I could to be as inconspicuous as possible. Now, I truly don't care what some narrow-minded people might think. I focus on my family, my work, and life. And I also noticed that a lot of the negative things happened less as I got older, as I got bolder in my work and processes, and as I got bolder as a person. Being an alien can be both an advantage and a disadvantage until you reach the point when you and your work are so good that no one can ignore you. Whether it's moving abroad or something else, the lesson is that those who want an easy ride in life don't push outside their own walls. But this is why extra challenges come with extra sweet rewards. If moving away is the right path for you, then embrace the challenge.